soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. Greetings. Last week we went over a portion of John, the book of John, chapter 5. And this week what comes is a portion of John chapter 6. And as usual, first we will read the story and then we will enter into it. So take some time and settle down, and if necessary, pause the talk and have a little meditation. And then we will begin. The name of this talk is A Relaxed Mind. And so John chapter 6. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. And I notice that John's take on this is a little bit different, as we said last week, a little bit elevated above that of the other disciples, because John was in the third degree. And here's Mark chapter 4 and his view of this. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now this is the two different states of consciousness describing the same experience. And this experience is again an internal experience. This is an internal experience. One of them seeing from a certain state of consciousness, and the other one seeing it from another state of consciousness, but both of them describing an internal spiritual experience. Now the sea, which they are talking about, the sea has to do with their state of consciousness. And it says that they were in a ship, on the sea, and the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. And John says that after they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they saw Jesus walking on that sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, "It is I, be not afraid." And so, what is this telling us? This is telling us that in our state of consciousness, where we have turmoil, a great storm of wind and waves beating into the ship that's into us, if we are at that state of consciousness where we have troubles and turmoil and everything is beating against our ship, Christ approaches us walking on the water. Now, if the waves are tossing back and forth and the wind is blowing, who but Christ can walk above that water? This is telling us that Christ is above that water. That mental image. This storm is taking place in the mind of the individual consciousness that is seeing it. No illusion is ever externalized. And this storm is not an external storm. This is an internal storm taking place as a mental image in the mind, in the consciousness of the one that still sees a storm. And Mark tells us, "There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him." This is telling us that someone here is having an internal storm. There's a storm taking place in their consciousness. And yet, they go into, well, they go deep within themselves and awaken the Christ. John's take on it is that Christ is already walking on the water. Christ is above the storm. Mark's take on it is that Christ is awakened within him. And Mark says, "He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm." Is this not what happens to us in our meditations? We have a problem presented to our consciousness, a storm. Get the understanding that Christ was not talking to the weather. Christ was not talking to the weather, to an outer storm. This is an internal experience, and Christ, as Christ awakens in you, says to that internal mental image, says to your consciousness, "Peace, be still." And when Christ says that, there is a great calm. When you go within yourself, I don't care what the trouble is, and Christ arises, awakens, it says to the storm within you, "Peace, be still." And there is a great calm. And you have entered meditation. You have left the storm of the mind and entered the silence. And John's take is that Christ is already above the storm, above the water, walking on it. Christ has dominion over that storm. But remember, John is not talking about the weather. And what does Christ say in John's view? Christ simply says, "It is I. Be not afraid. You are looking at I. I am all. I, Christ, am omnipresent." And so when John has that internal experience, after looking at the storm, he sees Christ transcended above the storm, saying, "It is I." And immediately the ship was at land whither they went. And so immediately Mark feels that when the Christ is awakened and rises up within him, there's a great calm. And that's what we feel in our meditation. John, however, says that Christ is above the storm already, and when he hears and has the realization that I, Christ, am omnipresent, it is I, be not afraid, immediately the goal is attained, which he says as the ship was at land whither they went. One is saying that when you take and discover there's a storm raging within you, and you become still, and the Christ rises up or awakens, it says to that storm, "Peace, be still," and there's a great calm. And the other says that when there's a storm going on within you, the Christ is above it. And if you are quiet, it will say, "It is I. I, Christ, am omnipresent. Be not afraid." And immediately, the goal is attained. And if you listen to that other talk we made today, that's what we were told, is that the goal is that peace, that calm, that realization of I, Christ, omnipresent. And so both of these saints are telling us exactly what we must do in our meditation. What do these two saints have in common? One, they recognize that the storm is an internal storm. Two, they recognize that Christ is the answer. And three, one of them sees Christ saying, "Peace, be still," to that storm. And the other sees Christ saying, "It is all I. Be not afraid." One of them feels a great calm, and the other feels the goal is attained. You see this? They are telling us what must happen in our meditation. They are telling us how the healing consciousness works. And that is why this talk is called a relaxed mind. We could also call it a state of calm, a realization of omnipresence, the goal attained. The whole secret to having that healing Christ consciousness is in the attainment or the ability to have a relaxed mind. To meet any problem, any storm within, any storm presented to your consciousness with that relaxed mind is meeting it with the Christ that says, "Peace, be still." And then there is a great calm. And in this month's letter from the Infinite Way in Arizona, I was it was interesting to discover that this same topic was being covered. And so, just a couple of quick paragraphs, it says, so do we find in healing disease. In healing disease, in spiritual ministry, we do not exert physical power or mental power. We use no mental powers. We use no mental argument. We use no mental affirmations or statements. We rest. We rest in this word. That's only temporal power or non-power. Then we watch the disease dissolve itself. We watch the enemy destroy itself. And so, in our work, we have watched this in experiments with weather. We have watched it seriously in relationships between management and labor. We have watched error dissolve itself while we stayed by without physical might or mental powers, and rested in this word. They have only the arm of flesh, temporal power, no power, for God has not ordained any form of evil as power. If you don't believe it, study the works of Christ Jesus and see if Pilate was ordained by God to have power, or even if the grave had the power to hold an enlightened consciousness. And so, do we not see the principle here? What is it that dissolves the storm? It is the Christ saying, "Peace, be still." It is the Christ saying, "It is I. I am omnipresent. You are looking at I. Be not afraid." And then the goal is attained. A great calm follows. The secret to meeting any discord is to meet it with a relaxed mind. When God says, "Fear not," that's not the presence of God or Christ trying to comfort you. "Fear not." That's direction on how to meet it. "Fear not. Have no fear. Have a relaxed mind. It is I. Be not afraid. Fear not. I am with you. I will never leave you." This is not something said to comfort the poor little human being by Christ. This is clear-cut direction. The Christ of you saying, "Don't fear. Don't meet it with fear. Meet it with I." One of the best examples I have is a story that I call Two Dogs Barking. And I'm going to repeat it even though I've said it in the past because it points out to me this principle of a relaxed mind. One day I was up in a little travel trailer in the woods and I was sitting on the couch having a meditation after having read a little bit, and off in the woods there was two dogs barking. One of the dogs was obviously large, you could tell by its low-pitched bark, and the other was probably pretty small because it had a high-pitched kind of squeaky voice. And its bark was really loud. And these two dogs were really going at it, barking and snarling and snapping, and you could tell that big dog was about to tear that little dog into pieces. And here I am sitting on my couch listening to this scuffle, this storm that appeared to be without, but was actually within my consciousness. And I couldn't meditate at all. How do you meditate when that's going on? And suddenly it occurred to me, wait a minute, this is in my consciousness, and I should be able to do something about this. And so I got as quiet as I could in spite of the racket, and they were really going at it. I expected to hear the high one be crying and running off. And I'm meditating and they're barking, and I'm meditating and they're shrieking, and I'm meditating and they're really going at it. And suddenly the little scripture came to me, not by might, and I relaxed my body, nor by power, and I relaxed my mind, but by my spirit. And I said within myself, wait a minute, I can't use God. Now, God, you use me. And I relaxed my entire being. And I felt flooded with the presence. And I calmed. There was a great calm. Because Christ had said, it is I, be not afraid. My presence is here. And there was a great calm. And I stayed in that for a few minutes, and when I opened my eyes, I realized, hey, what happened to those dogs? Because there was a silence outside. Because consciousness, that storm was not outside, it was within. And as I reached that great calm, well, that is where I was living. And as I even opened the door and looked out and listened, nothing. Total calm. Now, either those dogs made friends and walked down wagging their tails side by side, or they simply walked away in different directions, but nothing happened. The storm ceased, and there was a great calm within, as within, so without, because without is really within. We understand St. Thomas, in the book of Thomas, when he says that Christ said the outside must become the inside, and the inside the outside, don't we? There was a great calm, as within, so without. And I realized, and am realizing, even today, that the answer to any storm, is to meet it with a relaxed state of being. To meet it with no power whatsoever. No resistance, no fear, no anger, no physical might, no mental thoughts, no mental power, no mental statements. We do not calm the storm by any effort, physical or mental. We calm the storm by becoming still, by having a relaxed mind. And in that relaxed mind, Christ asserts itself and says, to the storm within, peace, be still. And there follows a great calm. Or Christ appears and says, it is I. Be not afraid. Or have no fear. It is I. And immediately the goal is attained. And the goal is a great calm. Do we see that? This is the whole secret of having that mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The Christ mind is a relaxed mind, having no fear, having no effort, having no power, simply knowing it is I. Be still. Go back again over the writings and see if this is not the spiritual healing consciousness as described in the Infinite Way. Look again at some of your favorite passages and you will see this is exactly the instruction we have been given. And so John is telling us in this story about a storm and the master walking on the water, that the Christ of us is above that. And the Christ of us is telling us the secret is to be not afraid. And I know, when you're first confronted with a problem, whether yours or somebody else's, it looks frightening. I guarantee you, when I had a toe that was turning black and the doctor said, well, the only thing I can think of is to lop it off. That looked frightening. And yet I know, and you know, that in the presence of Christ, which is a relaxed mind, temporal power is not power. It's nothing and dissolves. And so, I knew the goal was not to have a pink toe. The goal was to have a great calm. A great calm. Therefore, I had to go into meditation, even in spite of the fear, and remind myself of those scriptures that helped me eliminate that fear. And in the case of the two dogs barking, the scripture was, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. And I could reach that relaxed state of mind in which Christ functions. Christ functions in the stillness. Christ cannot function where the mind is busy with a lot of activity. In the stillness is where we create the opening through which Christ happens, through which we hear the still small voice. And so, I had to do the same thing with the black toe. I had to reach an inner state of calm, of silence. And I had to know the truth, which would allow me to be free from fear. And so, in spite of the pain, in spite of the fear, I did the same thing. I relaxed every muscle in my body. I relaxed my mind. I remembered scripture that allowed me to be not afraid. It is I. And in the silence, that is the non-activity of a physical or a mental nature, in that silence, in that non-power, I received the awareness of Christ. And in the awareness of Christ, there followed a great calm. And as within, so without, that great calm itself became the substance of my toe, which, of course, is perfectly fine now, and nobody's lopped it off. I still have it, and it's functioning perfectly. The goal was not to have a perfectly functioning toe. The goal was to have that great calm. And in any and in every meditation, that is our goal, to have a great calm. There is another experience, which I've also said before, but I will repeat again, and that is, I left the state of Florida in 1986 or 7 to drive out to California. I had an old Gremlin that somebody had given me, which had, I think, over 150,000 miles on it. And I had about, maybe $150. And the command was to go to California, so I got in the car and started driving. Well, I got to Houston, Texas, and it was the 4th of July weekend. Nothing was open. And it was about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, starting to get dark. Twilight, I guess, dusk. And my car died in the middle of the highway in the center of Houston. 6 lanes or whatever it was. And I knew I couldn't make it to the off-ramp, so I pulled over into the emergency lane where there was some orange barrels and parked there. I had no choice because it wouldn't start. Now, I was going to California, and at that point, I had about $86 left in my pocket. I knew no one in the entire state of Texas. The nearest friend was, 1,000 miles in either direction. And there was my car, dead. Of course, I started to panic. Fear started to take over. What am I going to do? Nighttime is coming. I don't know anybody here. I don't want to be stranded here. I might have the money to get it towed somewhere, but then what? I have no money after that. And then I remembered God. And so I closed my eyes right there, sitting in my car, big 18-wheelers going by, traffic going by, fast. And I closed my eyes right there. And I got as relaxed as I could. I relaxed my body. I relaxed my mind. And I meditated. It is I. I am omnipresent. I, Christ, am right here. This mental image appearing has no God in it, has no power in it. I am not to fight it, I am not to fear it. I am simply to relax in omnipresence. And I became quiet, I became still, and there was a feeling of the presence, and afterwards a great calm. And I had no, I was feeling nothing but that great calm. I had no goals, no plans, no ideas, just a calm. And I turned the key and nothing happened. I turned it again, nothing happened. And on the third try, it started right up, just like it never had a problem at all. And I pulled out into traffic and continued driving, and that night I got a room somewhere in Arizona. And the next day I went out, turned the key, and it started right up, and I drove the rest of the way to California, where I had a friend waiting. Pulled into the driveway, and within a couple of days I took that car down to a new car dealer and traded it in on a brand new car. So, having the car fixed was not the goal. The goal was a great calm. The goal was a relaxed mind. Do we see this principle? This is the principle of spiritual healing. This is it. If you can gain the consciousness of a great calm, you can meet any storm that comes to you. Because as within, so without. And so, remember that we are not trying to change anything out there. We can't change anything out there. Remember that the storm is within you. The storm is the mental images being presented by world thought or world thoughts. And the goal is a great calm. And the purpose for remembering scripture is to free ourselves from fear, to free ourselves from mental effort, physical effort, to free ourselves from mental argument, to free ourselves from mental effort. The goal is to free ourselves from fear, free ourselves from mental activity, and come into a state of quiet. In that state of quiet, we receive the Holy Spirit. It announces itself, floods us with its presence, and afterwards there is a great calm. That is the goal. And as within, so without. And the great calm reveals the great harmony. That's the goal. It's all an inside job. And as I say, if you will return to some of the writings, you will see that this is what has been said, and perhaps we've missed it in the past. And so John, in his book, is giving us yet another example of how to have the experience of Christ within us saying to us, "It is I. Be not afraid." In other words, have no fear. And Mark is telling us how to have that experience of Christ saying to that internal turmoil, "Peace, be still." And I am telling you how to have that experience known as a relaxed mind, a great calm, the healing consciousness called Christ. Now, let us look at one more thing before we wrap this up. From The Infinite Way, Metaphysical Healing, it seems strange to us at first to realize that inner laws govern outer events, and it may at first appear difficult to achieve the state of consciousness wherein these laws of our inner being come into tangible expression. We will achieve it, however, in proportion to our ability to relax mentally, to gain an inner calm and peace, and therein quietly contemplate the revelations which come to us from Christ within. Quietness and confidence soon bring us face to face with reality and the real laws governing us. And so it seems clear that, once again, John's attained Christ consciousness is revealing itself to us in this story of Christ telling the storm to be still. We know also that prophet who said to us, "Be still and know that I am God," was that same level of consciousness. Christ's consciousness telling us that if we are still, if we fear not, in quietness and confidence, we shall have the inner awareness that I, that is God. We will have the awareness of that I, and there will follow a great calm. Let us make this our goal from now on with every and any meditation, to attain a relaxed mind, to fear not, to have that release from anxiety, in which Christ itself appears within us as a great calm. And let us watch that appearing as harmony without. In this way, we will come into our own Christ consciousness, that healing consciousness, that is able to know it is all I. Be not afraid. That is able to know I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That is able to know that I am God. From now on, enter your meditations with a relaxed mind. This is the secret. To a healing Christ consciousness. Peace. Be still.